and welcome to this week's edition of Situational Awareness. I'm your host, Mark. I play Glebnor, and I'm joined, as always, by the Chaos Crew.
Rich playing Theo.
Howard playing Deluga.
And Ryan playing everyone else.
Pretty sure my voice just cracked.
Yeah. Rich playing puberty.
Yeah.
Rich!
That was like a nice long one, but I feel like I have so many fucking plot lines going on that we needed to kind of start like checking those off a little bit.
I was like, all right. Yeah, this is what you get for giving me a fucking list.
Sorry. I keep forgetting about Yarno and Dozer, and I was like, all right. They're just waiting for them at the temple
because like, they told us everything we knew already.
Yeah, because it was funny because like I was like, oh, so Jindy would have told Yarno everything, but Yarno couldn't tell you guys at the bar because there was obviously like people listening in. But it was very funny that by the time we finally got to tell you everything you knew all the information already. I also just thought it'd be fun for Yarno to be doing all this work for nothing. Yep. It really made me laugh. But yeah, I think the big one was that Greg was a double agent.
I was so ready to kill
nailed it.
Yeah. I was about to say, what if he just comes out when we slit his throat?
Yeah,
I was, didn't even knock him out. Just full out kill.
I was getting so nervous at first. I was like, "Uh-oh, they might kill the guy, and then I have to just like rework that whole plot line." And then you guys weren't going to investigate the basement, and I'm like, "But I put my sending scroll down there for flavor."
There was fucking nothing down there for nothing.
It was literally just to be like, "He used a sending scroll." That was literally all
and
I
now
wanted you to know.
Some priestess is dead.
She wasn't telling me anything.
You could have mayonnaised
it
out of
her. I wanted to kill her the moment I met her.
Drenna was definitely going to be a little shitty fight if you hadn't done that. Because Drenna was going to basically be like, you have responsibilities in the temple. You must do sketchy things in my temple.
Yeah.
But RIP Drenna.
Deadna.
More like Deadna. Drenna and Borf only lasted two episodes, which is very funny to me.
Borf combination.
No one speaks for my god but me.
Unfortunately, the scary mausoleum temple is obviously a sketchy place.
What are you talking about?
Filled it full of nonsense. I'm really excited to do a little dungeon crawl. We haven't done a traditional one on this podcast yet. I think we're due.
Sorry.
I had Greg as a plant the whole time. So I thought I was purposely making him kind of like
the one that Monza hates.
I didn't want you guys to like him. It would kind of throw you off the scent a little bit. But it was really funny that, you guys were like, because initially I thought maybe you guys would like hide and then wait for him to leave. And then you would go in and see that he cast a sending spell or something.
Oh, fuck that.
But way funnier to be like, let's knock this motherfucker out just immediately.
We also did get to tune him up a little bit.
Yeah. I know. I feel like breaking his ribs was wicked unnecessary since you guys already jumped him. But it was really funny.
So we got to sell it to, what's his name?
Schumach.
Yeah. And Monza would love it. So we can't let Monza know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because now we got to kill Monza.
But yeah, I wanted to give you guys a connection to Yeageron. And I also was just like thinking about, I'm like, why wouldn't Yeageron have a spy in this city?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, it makes sense.
Now I got him a potential connection with Handsome Huff and helping the Hill Dwarves.
Yep.
Plus we have small bladed weapons coming from the fire temple.
Yeah, so I kind of set that up as a way to essentially you can kind of work with the fire temple to give your army like fire weapons. So I figured that'd be kind of cool.
And I got a hat in the making.
Yes. What do you want to do with that little hat?
I don't know. I was originally thinking it was gonna be like a Doug Dimdome, Dimsdale Dimdome.
That's exactly what I was picturing.
And then I'm like, what else could I fit in it? A cannon?
Yeah. I was actually thinking it'd be kind of fun if maybe like instead of a cannon, you like face down and like a big like punching glove kind of shoots out of it.
Punching glove?
Yeah. Oh my god, like on an accordion?
Yeah. So like it's like hidden in the hat and then it just rockets out to punch a guy and comes back in. Maybe I'll give you some kind of like super punch move with it. I don't know if you, because otherwise you have to have a bunch of cannonballs on your head, which just seems like it'd be pretty, you know, cumbersome. But
Boxing glove. Final Fantasy VII when you put it on Barrett.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
It does the work.
At first I thought you were trying to flavor out your new features because you do have your like magic plope hat.
Well,
now.
The thing with the magic plope hat is that spectral? It's like a spectral lobster head or crab head over.
Yep.
So I guess I could have said, make this a crab head. But I figured it would be funny if it was just a really tall hat.
Yeah, I really like the idea of you having
a... Can the really tall hat, instead of a boxing glove, have lobster claws that come out and pinch people?
That's fun. I like that. I'll homebrew you up something stupid.
It's on brand.
Yeah, right?
Can it collapse so it's not always tall?
Yeah. Maybe it's like a hat of disguise, but the disguise only works on the hat.
Mm-hmm.
So stupid. But yeah, I think we got a lot. I feel like we needed, we got a lot done in that
one. It's like a hobo top hat.
We set up Grizzik with a lot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I can't believe Grizzik beat up all these women and children.
I can't believe Grizzik defaced Corella's temple.
Which is so funny because like the followers of Corella will believe, but Corella won't.
Don't care if she does.
It's going to bite you in the ass at some point.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I'll figure it out. Yeah. It was really funny, though.
If it gets the elves to come attack on our side.
Yeah. The elves are, like, interesting because they're, like, one of the...
They're like your species?
Kind of. And they're, like, a faction that's going to be kind of, like... They have, like, their own shit going on, so they don't really want to get involved in this big war with Grizzik.
What the fuck are they doing?
The Beast
Wars.
You
don't know. Maybe.
What do they got?
I got things going on.
Nothing.
I mean, at some point, I got to start talking to the gods, so...
A Grizzik follower defaced their temple.
One of them
will
be real upset with one of your followers.
Yeah, I mean, we can figure out, you know, how to punish them.
Yep. Punish?
Well, we're going to have to. You can't be defacing, you know...
And I didn't know.
It was a Grizzik follower.
We all know
god
it was.
The god knows it wasn't.
Corella just spanks Glebnor.
You know, he needs it.
It has been so funny putting all the parenting onto Reggie. That fucking bit is so funny to me. I love
Reggie.
He's so bad at it.
He's so bad at it. He gives you like advice. He quits on advice once he realizes you don't understand things. He's like, he's not keeping an eye on you. Like, he's a horrible, horrible babysitter.
Yeah, I'm going to let it go until he gets himself in too deep.
Well, if there's a place to get things in too deep, it's a big dungeon crawl full of traps. This will also be the first time in the podcast I'm using a physical book. And if you want to, if the next couple sessions go a little rough, you can blame Rich, because Rich got this for me for my birthday, I think, 1 year.
Yep.
So this is on him.
Oh, boy.
Yep. The Game Master's Book of Traps, Puzzles, and Dungeons.
The amount of post-its hanging out of that book is upsetting me.
Yep. A lot of post-its.
It's only four.
There's a couple.
It's four too many.
Well, you know, I feel like a lot of the time with traps, I just kind of am like, ha ha, you fell. I do damage to you. So I needed a more structured
setup. It'd be a shame if someone used fine traps.
Yeah, I was a little nervous giving you back those spell slots, but it's okay. I also, it does.
Who's my boy Giuseppe? What the fuck is the other, Yarno's cousin's name?
Oh, Jurg.
Jurg.
His uncle
Giuseppe, the trap master.
I am Jurg.
One of my favorite voices to do.
It go a boom.
Yeah, he's a Italian dragon.
Make it a boom.
Make it a boom. Giuseppe. Just totally wrong name.
Jurg is close.
You know Yarno's uncle Mussolini.
He's not a dictator. He's a cool little guy.
He is a cool little guy. Yeah, I thought it was fun too that you guys are like, it's like, you guys hit your first followers who weren't cool little guys, who were fucking creeps, and you killed them, which is really funny to me.
We're killing them.
Killing, yeah. Yep.
Unless Jeremy and Carl turn out to be all right.
Well, was it Jeremy or Carl who took me to the...
Jeremy.
Okay. I think Jeremy took you to the money.
Carl, yeah. I think Carl
got the pizzas.
I just did the edit on like the last episode. You guys hated Carl. He gave you no information. It wasn't helpful at all.
But he did nothing.
He did nothing.
In my notes, I have it as Dredden was the dark voice, then downgraded. So Borf could become the dark voice.
Yeah. Borf died.
And then Borf was assistant number one. Jeremy was assistant number two. And then Carl is Jeremy's assistant.
So currently, Jeremy, even though he doesn't know it, is number one.
Is number one.
Yeah.
And now Carl is suddenly rocketed to number two.
Wow. I'm sure they're going
to... From the number two assistant's assistant.
Good on you, Carl. Move up that corporate ladder.
Well, was it Carl that got the pizza or Jeremy?
I think Carl was supposed to go get the pizza, but then that dwarf was like, I know where to get pizza.
Yeah.
I also, it was funny, I like looked back. I was like, what the fuck did I name that on the fly? It was like Dirty Rick's... Like,
oh yeah, you said it and then immediately forgot it.
I think it was like Dirty Rick's Raucous Ronies or something.
That sounds right.
Yeah. Along that line.
And
I could do some Dirty Ronies.
Hearing it back, I'm like, Dirty Rick's definitely like a big rat man in an apron.
Oh, 100%.
A big old like New York rat smoking a cigarette, making greasy pizzas.
You gonna give him the fucking greaseball alien from Attack of the Clones. Cloners on Kamino. That fucking dude, voice.
I don't know why. That scene is so interesting in that movie, because out of nowhere, we're doing like a noir detective story.
Yeah, with
that,
just some like diner monkey.
Yeah. I don't get what he is. He's like...
He's just like a bug man.
He's so wet and he's just like...
Well, he's covered in grease from the...
And like, when he says cloners, it sounds cloners. Like a slur. I don't like it. He's fucking cloners. I don't like it. Yeah, I'm trying to think what else happened in that episode. There's a lot.
I don't know. But we're going to kill the rest of your Thanes people.
It's a real Thane in the ass.
My name keepers.
Yeah, fuck those guys.
Yep.
New name in town. Blee Blee.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're just trying to give you some new namekeeper of your own.
No.
No, they're trying to
They're going to sacrifice Thane this back. Lizard girl, right?
Yeah.
I will also point out one thing that I think...
We can't kill all our problems.
No, you definitely can. This is D&D. That's the joy of it. I think it would probably, like, the one thing that we... I think you all just kind of notice as characters is, like, this temple doesn't have any, like statues of the Man in Black. They don't show the Man in Black anywhere. They don't worship the Man in Black. They worship the Void. So I think that was, like, kind of interesting where it was, like, oh, you've, like, arrived at this temple, which is a temple of death.
And the only
like,
thing in the back that's their holy symbol is the chalice.
Yeah.
And it runneth over.
It do runneth over. So I think it'd be cool. We, you guys, I think we're going to do a nice two episodes of Dungeoneering, hopefully. That's my plan for right now.
No, I got
to
speed run one episode.
I mean, hey, who knows? You guys are really good at running through all my bullshit and sound avoiding it. And the problem with like a lot of traps in general is they're like, you lower your, it's difficult terrain. And I'm like, okay, so they can go 40 feet or whatever. Like, you guys yeah, have so many ways.
Mobile it.
Yeah, so... I had to went through that whole book. I was like, one of these traps can Glebnor like not turn into like a parachute to avoid or whatever. You'd like splitting up into like a bunch of like little medics with the gurney. So funny. I was like, yeah, that's for a bit. I'm not letting you mechanically be a bunch of guys. Like that would be really annoying.
I still imagine they're connected.
They're all connected.
Yeah. Yeah, they were with Goo still.
Yeah. They're all still.
The stretcher was the bridge.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I like episodes where it's like an hour and a half of just like figuring shit out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we figured
we got to beat up Greg.
I know. Well, it's like,
finally,
I was like, all right, they're going to get to beat up Greg and then realize that they don't really need to beat up Greg, but they did get to beat up Greg for fun.
And then beat him up some more.
Yeah. With his consent, sort of.
What's, so Greg, what's his rank?
A spy.
He's just a spy.
He's under Creon.
Yeah, so Creon appears to be his captain back in the city.
Captain of the Crayola division.
Yeah.
Actually, the Crayola division.
Sorry.
He's an artist.
From Crayola.
What kind of food do they eat? Creole.
Wax.
His name is spelled K-R-E-O-N.
Oh, that's exactly how I wrote it down.
Perfect. Yeah, yeah. Great minds.
I put a little dash in between Cree and on, so I would say it correctly.
Yeah, I wanted just to...
Even though I called them Crayon.
It just like made sense to me to be spies in the city. Yeah, Yagaran like knows what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
The Battle Mistress has like big plans.
With weapons, apparently.
Yeah.
And no one knows her name.
Yeah, well, I wanted to keep the continuity there because I remember like Kiki didn't know her name either.
Yeah.
So I like the idea that like the name isn't known and that she's going only by a title. But and it's also like this guy wouldn't know her name. Like if she's kind of keep that name secret to some people, then it made sense to me.
Well, I got their interest in Brandini with the pulling out the gun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the, I thought it'd be fun to pull a gun on Theo because like never happened to you before really. But that nat 20 strength to immediately stop it. I was like, God damn, they're such a good team. You guys do all compliment each other's abilities like very well.
Yeah.
Can't wait to use my new magic missiles.
She took magic missile as new spell.
I'm blow them out your little empty cannoli now.
Yeah, my little cannoli shell is going to be shooting goo.
Shooting goo is so
shooting
awful
goo out
to
of
say.
A cannoli shell. Just
more importantly, our slurp, our little slurps have made it all the way to Magria.
Slurp's making his way around Magria.
BTW. Only took a day.
Yeah.
Can we do a check on our boy?
Who?
Cosmo.
It's like
Cosmo?
I gave you guys one too, not that long ago.
Are you sure? I feel like we haven't checked in on Cosmo.
I think we did it like literally last week, I'm pretty sure.
No, I don't think last week, but the week before.
Yeah.
All right, well, the time, the recording before.
All right. Yeah, sure.
No. All he's right. on tour. All right.
All right.
He's sleeping with a.
What about the taqueria?
We're recording like right after the anniversary of him coming on the show. That's what made me think of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's fun. Wow, man. It's like crazy it's been that long.
Yeah.
I know. Does feel weird without a guest. It's nice having a guest. But I feel like you guys do such good roleplay with just the three of you, just like bickering. It's very funny to me.
It's the one bad thing I feel about when we have a guest and we're all like trying to figure out plot lines that have been going on and they're just sitting there like, oh, okay.
They're insane.
Yep.
Yeah, they're crazy people.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh. Yeah. I don't know what's going on.
You made a deal with what?
I really liked that like Toluga and Theo convo was awesome. I was like, okay, the boys are working together. Again, their shit.
I'm mad at them. It doesn't mean I don't want to work with them.
Yeah.
I'm not going to call him my son. He's Glebnor for the foreseeable future.
Just cuts to the Zom, by the way.
Cuts to the Zom.
Would cut to the Zom. I don't know.
That I got plans for this.
You got plans?
I got a plan for
it. He's going to win me back somehow. I don't know how.
It's beautiful. Yeah, and then I didn't know you guys could go to the Elven Temple, so it was just fun, like, making up some, like, snotty elves.
You've made it, you piled the stuff on the guy to a way that he couldn't stop me.
Yeah.
I mean, was I going to not slip
your
through?
Your stealth checks are also so crazy now.
It's funny, because I didn't plan it this way, but because I stopped the door from closing, it's still ajar, so when they find the thieves can't, they're going to think someone snuck in.
Yep.
I wasn't planning on that at all. I was going to be like, all right, do you guys want to sneak in? But we didn't. He came out and we were all like, oh, okay, you already went in. So
yeah. And I'm already so over it.
Yeah, there wasn't like I wasn't
so over
the
it.
The only thing I was keeping there was the fact that there was a like one of those druidic trees that people could travel through. That was the only like real intel you needed to get from there for now.
So Bush Mommy's in town.
What?
No.
No. No.
It's warm to the touch.
Someone used it recently. That's all you kind of know about it.
Like a toilet seat.
Yes. Like a toilet seat, Mark.
It's been used. I can tell by sticking my face on it.
Why your face? Why the face, Mark?
I'm not responsible for him.
Reggie's not stopping me.
Does it feel like kind of like a weight's been lifted?
Yeah.
You don't have to do as much fathering.
I have to like out of character check myself before I say something.
It's very
now, let Reggie handle it.
Like Reggie's not like Reggie basically like. What I've always tried to do with Reggie is like a weird mix of all your personalities because he's just been absorbing everything you guys say and do. So like the best he can do is like a Toluga impression, but he's an idiot. He doesn't know what's going on.
He's smarter than me.
I don't know. He might not be.
I have a minus one. I have 8 in.
All right. Reggie does have plus one intelligence. So I guess technically, yes. Reggie might be the smartest one in the group, which is funny. I think Theo has a
same.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, it was that was a fun one. I'll wait till the next episode to put this down. Reggie learned a very fun new spell.
Ooh.
So, but we'll see the next one.
Fireball.
Is it disarm traps?
No.
I can find him. He can disarm them.
No, I mean, you can find him, but you have to send your boy in there to disarm him, probably.
I'll just go anyways.
It's fine.
I could take the hit.
Huck a rock or a skeleton at it. It'd be good.
No, we got to keep all the skeletons.
I know. Now that we have to win over Lorenz.
Yeah, we could buy Lorenz with skeletons.
Oh, and I don't think I said in the episode, but obviously you could definitely tell now, Theo, because your spell was still running. So much undead underneath this fucking temple, obviously.
Oh,
it's a mausoleum.
Yeah.
You know.
Skeleton bonanza.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we can give Lorenz
all the bones.
Dredna's bones.
True. We can also just call Lorenz over.
I thought it was really funny that you guys were like, and then Lorenz is probably evil too, right, Greg? And Craig's like, nah, I think he doesn't like you guys. Like, it was like, no, he's not even involved in this grand plot. He's just like a little shithead.
They do all hate him.
Yeah.
Which, you know, now looking back at it, now I get why. He's not with them, so they just don't like
him. They just come bully him.
And I think I've always I don't know if I've probably said on the podcast, but like Bog Colley was originally like before it became this giant wizard city, was a tabaxi city. So like,
oh, he's part of the ruling.
Yeah. It's like all the
old guard.
Yeah. All the skeletons in the city are tabaxi skeletons. So like,
oh, fun. They got little cat ears.
They do. Yeah. Well, only tails. Skeletons have ears, but they have like, they have little bony tails. Yeah. But that was like there, that was like before the war, probably. This was one point was a Tabaxi city. So I like the idea of Tabaxi being like desert cats. Oh, that would be fun. But sure. Yeah, all right. We got a big day ahead of us, gentlemen. We got some crawling to do. Mark, take us out.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening. You know what I'm going to say. Rate, review, subscribe. Hit that little bell. There's a bell somewhere. I don't know. I don't use YouTube. Yeah, hit it. I'm old. Hit it. Anyways, yeah, I guess we're going to do some crawling. Maybe some falling.
Mm-hmm.
We're always balling.
Hey.
Keep it dicey.
This has been a Business Shark production.